弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣的圣名，一起来学习圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we study the word of the Bible together.
今天晚上一起查考，我岂能代替神呢？
Tonight we will study the topic, Am I in the place of God?
这是创世纪要结束以前约瑟讲的一句话。
These are the words of Joseph before the end of the book of Genesis.
我们今天读经进度就是创世纪的结束了。
Today marks the end of our Bible reading for Genesis.
明天开始就是进入出埃及记。
Starting from tomorrow, we will read the book of Exodus.
过去这一个多月，我们读创世纪其实在我们读到了神的国度逐渐的形成。
As we read through the book of Genesis, we see the kingdom of God being established.
就是从万民当中，神拣选了一个人，应许他要生养后代，渐渐他们成为一个大族。
God had chosen one individual out of all the people of the world, and from him came a great nation.
那最后要结束的这个人物就是约瑟。
The last character in this book is Joseph.
创世纪一开头是起初神创造天地。
The beginning of Genesis starts with, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
到创世纪要结束50章的最后。
At the end, chapter 50.
如果我们看创世纪50章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 50.
第26节。
Verse 26.
50章26节。
Genesis 50:26.
约瑟死了，正110岁。人用香料把他熏了，把他受炼在棺材里，停在埃及。
26. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt.
这是最后是一具棺材，一个木乃伊，放在那里，在埃及地。
We see at the end of the book of Genesis, there is a coffin that is in Egypt.
创世纪告诉我们神如何从空虚混沌当中造出一个美丽的世界来。
The book of Genesis tells us how God created a beautiful world, a beautiful universe from that which was void.
又从这个外面当中建立了选择了一群人要组成他的这个在地上的国度。
He also chose one individual out of all the peoples in the world to become his special people.
到最后看到一具棺材。
At the end, we see a coffin.
一具木乃伊。
There is a mummy.
那这个曾经是非常有权柄的埃及国的第二号人物。
This was a very prominent figure in Egyptian history.
不是放在当时候已经有的这个埃及的金字塔里面。
He was not placed in a
Pyramid.
A pyramid.
他是这个棺材放在那边。
He was placed. The coffin was just placed aside.
因为他不要把自己葬在埃及地。
Because he did not want to be buried in Egypt.
我们看希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews 11.
十一章看第22节。
Verse 22.
希伯来书十一章二十二节。
Hebrews 11:22.
约瑟因着信，临终的时候提到以色列族将来要出埃及，并为自己的骸骨留下遗命。
22. By faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel, and gave instructions concerning his bones.
留下遗命就是他要求他的子孙，当神带领这群人出埃及的时候。要把他抬出去。
He gave instructions that his bones would be carried out of Egypt.
因为他的归宿不在埃及地。
Because he does not belong there.
他相信神给他的列祖的应许。
He believed in the promise of God toward his forefathers.
就像他归葬他的父亲雅各一样。
Just like he had buried his father Jacob.
所以在第五十章里面呢。我们看到有两个人死亡。
In chapter 50, there are two people who died.
就是雅各跟约瑟。
Jacob and Joseph.
那雅各啊，他被带到啊，由约瑟带领一群极尊贵的当时埃及国的这些官员家属啊，去埋葬雅各在迦南地。
Joseph brought a huge company of people to bury Jacob in the land of Canaan.
啊，那最后约瑟也死了。
At the end, Joseph also passed away.
啊，那他并没有要求他的兄弟说，你也把我这个时候就搬去那个迦南地埋葬。
However, he did not instruct his descendants or his brothers to bury him in Canaan.
他留下一个遗命，就是说他有一个心愿。
He left behind a will.
就是要把他的骸骨从埃及搬到迦南地区，以后要去。
Which is that in the future they would carry up his bones from Egypt.
哦，因为神必定把他的选民带出埃及。
God will surely bring his people out of Egypt.
这是约瑟对神旨意的认明以及信心。
This was Joseph's faith and understanding towards God's will.
所以希伯来书说因着信。
Therefore, in Hebrews it says by faith.
为自己的骸骨，就是为自己的尸首留下一个命令。
He left instructions concerning his bones.
要把他带出埃及。
He wanted them to be brought out of Egypt.
所以其实约瑟他已经看到了这整个神救赎他的选民的一个大计划。
Joseph already saw the grand plan, the master plan of God bringing out his people from Egypt.
他当时候其实处在一个权力的高峰的时候。
He was in the period where he had great authority.
他其实在埃及也享受了当时候如果以人间来说，就是已经最高的享受了。
In Egypt, he had enjoyed the highest form of luxury.
在一个最强大的国家里面，是掌大权的。
He was one of the greatest figures in the most powerful nation at that time.
所有人要什么都要找约瑟。
If anyone needed anything, they would find Joseph.
但是他已经看到说，这个地方他虽然很兴旺，好像很有荣耀。但是这并不是他的归宿。
Although he was very prosperous and very filled with power at that time, but he knew that this was not where he belonged.
他没有被权力冲昏了头。
He was not puffed up because of his authority.
他也没有在享受当中迷失自己。
He did not lose himself in pleasure.
他很清楚的知道他是谁。
He clearly knew who he was.
那他也很感谢神让他有这个机会来为神国的百姓做出一些贡献。
He was also very glad that God gave him the opportunity to sacrifice for his people.
他也看到了神给他这个恩典所赋给他的使命跟责任。
He also was able to see the commission that was granted to him because of the grace that was given to him.
我们来想想约瑟所讲的这句话。
Let's reflect on these words.
我们请看创世纪五十章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 50.
我们来读从第十七节十六节开始读了。
Starting from verse 16.
十六节，他们打发人去见约瑟，说：“你父亲为此已先吩咐说，这是雅各被埋葬之后，约瑟的兄弟。”派人来跟他说的话。
These are the words of the messengers from Joseph's brothers.
他们是转达父亲的遗言呐。
They were passing along the message of his father.
因为你父亲在还没有死以前曾经这样子吩咐嘛。
Before your father passed away, he commanded these things.
十七节，你们要对约瑟这样说：从前你哥哥们。恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶如今你饶恕你父亲神之仆人的过犯。他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。
17, thus you shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now, please forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him.
他们其实意思是说，他们是要求约瑟饶恕啊这些哥哥们呢。
They were asking for Joseph to forgive them.
好，那他就特别引用这个雅各说的了。
They said that this was Jacob's words.
啊，因为你们要对约瑟这样说嘛，哈，这是父亲的话。从前你哥哥们恶待你，求你要饶恕他们的过犯和罪过。
They said, before your father died, he commanded, saying, "Thus you shall say to Joseph."
那约瑟听完了这些转述之后，他就哭了。
When Joseph heard these words, he wept.
那之后我们看第十八节，他的哥哥们呢，这次自己来了哈，自己来就俯伏在他面前说。我们是你的仆人。
Verse 18, then his brothers also went and fell down before his face, and they said, "Behold, we are your servants."
因为圣经是连续记载，但是 这是两个不同的场合。
These were two different occasions.
那所以先派人去讲把这个父亲的话，这个哥哥们他们所期待的他们的训练先讲了之后，接下去哥哥们自己来。俯伏在他面前。
The brothers first sent messengers to express their goodwill, and then they came themselves.
那这个如果从圣经的经文看来，这是这些兄弟们第四次俯伏在约瑟面前。
According to the records in the Bible, we see this is the fourth time that they fell on their face before Joseph.
他们这个时候已经在埃及住十几多，至少17年以上了。
They had lived in Egypt for more than 17 years.
因为雅各在埃及住了17年呢。
Jacob lived in Egypt for 17 years.
那雅各已经死了。
Jacob had already died.
那之前约瑟的这些哥哥们呢，就已经几次都伏在他面前了。
Prior to this, the brothers had already fell down before his face several times.
这么多年之后，他们一直没办法释怀，就是没办法去。走出这个阴影，他们怕被约瑟报复。
However, after so many years, they were still unable to walk out of the shadow of what they had done before.
表示说，他们对当初把约瑟卖到埃及这个罪过，他们真的越想越害怕。
The more they thought about what they had done to Joseph, the more they feared.
这个也说明说，我们今天如果犯罪以后，那个罪所带来的那个效果会一直。让我们心里面有恐惧的。
This tells us that when we sin, the fear and the blame that this causes us is the influence is long lasting.
这是为什么有些人呢？他们去犯罪，在私底下犯罪没有被抓到，但是他们良心不安，一直谴责，到最后有人没有办法承受，就自己去自首，然后说这个事情就是我做的，那把这个事情公开出来。
There are people who do things, evil things in secret, and their conscience keeps rebuking them. Therefore, in the end, they are unable to bear this kind of guilt, and they admit it themselves.
那所以约瑟的兄弟们，他们现在其实一直受到他们这样自己一直罪恶的过去所折磨着的。
These brothers were tortured by the guilt of what they had done.
那其实约瑟听完他哥哥的讲的这句话，他就哭了。
When Joseph heard these words, he wept.
当然约瑟的哭有许多的意义的，我们可以自己想想看他为什么会哭。
We can think about the different reasons why he wept.
这当中一定是有原因，不然约瑟不会哭啊。
He must have had a reason, otherwise there was no reason to cry.
那这里哭，应该不是说他很伤心。
He wept not because he was sad.
也不是说很感动。
Or it wasn't because he was moved.
这当中一定有他对他哥哥们他这个他们怎么对待他对他的作为的这个认知里面所产生的冲突。
There was a conflict between his understanding of his brothers and how his brothers had treated him.
因为约瑟根本没有这个意思啊。
Joseph had no intention of taking
revenge. 但是现在哥哥们竟然是这样子想的。
But this is what they thought about him.
好，现在所以我们也没看到。这些仆人来报告人之后，约瑟有讲什么话？只是描述说约瑟哭了。
The Bible does not describe what Joseph's reaction or what his words were after these messengers came to him.
然后接下来哥哥们又来俯伏在他面前说：“我们是你的仆人。”
After his brothers also came before him and said, "We are your servants."
第十九节,
in verse 19.
那这个就是联系下来的，在这个哥哥面前，约瑟这样说。
Joseph said to them,
不要害怕, 我岂能代替神呢？
Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God?
20节, 从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
20, but as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people alive.
21节说，现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。于是约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们。
21, now therefore do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them.
约瑟其实在第一次看他哥哥们来的时候，他就已经跟他讲，他说我是敬畏神的。
The first time he met his brothers again, he said to them, I fear God.
那是我们之前有讲过的，在第四十一章。
This is in Genesis 42.
42章, 他先把他哥哥们关了三天,
in
试验他们。
Chapter 42, he had put them in, had shut them up, put them in prison for 3 days to
42,
test them.
42章18节, 第三天他把他们放了, 他就说我是敬畏神的。
Verse 18, on the third day, he released them saying, I fear God.
那你们现在照我的话去行就可以活。
And if you do what I say, you will live.
那所以我们看到说约瑟，他真的是一个敬畏神的，神得神喜悦的人。Joseph
was a man that was pleasing to God.
敬畏神的人，他不会去做恶事得罪神。He
who fears God will not do what is evil and sin against God.
所以敬畏神的人会远离恶事。He
who fears God will depart from evil.
敬畏神也是智慧的开端。The
fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
其实我们看约瑟是充满智慧的。Joseph
was a man filled with wisdom.
他的智慧是连法老，当时候法老所有的臣仆，每一个人都同意，这个人你在埃及国找不到第二个了。This
wisdom was so evident that all of the servants of Pharaoh admitted that there was no one else that could be comparable to him.
他的智慧从神来的，所以这个跟经验、跟年纪、跟教育水平、跟他的身世背景都没有关系。This
wisdom came from God, therefore it had nothing to do with his experience, his background, or his education level.
所以有时候我们在教会里面也看到那个有智慧的，会讲出智慧的话语的，有时候不见得都是老人，有时候是年轻人。Sometimes
in church we hear words of wisdom that come not only from the elders but also from the younger ones.
就看这个人到底是不是真的在敬畏神的。It
just depends on whether or not this person fears God.
因为如果敬畏神，神就一定给智慧。If
someone fears God, God will give them wisdom.
箴言9章第10节。Let's
turn to Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
我们再读一次，读清楚，仔细的读。Let's
read it carefully.
箴言9章的第10节。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
敬畏主是智慧的开端，认识至圣者就是聪明。The
fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
智慧跟聪明，我们现在有很多不同的讲法嘛，就是说什么叫做智慧，什么叫聪明。
There are many definitions of wisdom and knowledge.
好，不管我们怎么定义它了，有人说这个很有记忆力啊，数字概念很好啊，聪明啊，数学问题都可以解答哦，这个天才，很聪明。
Some people say someone is really smart if he's really good with numbers or he can solve a lot of math equations.
但是很聪明的人，但是有时候不会做人呢。
Some people are really smart, but they do not know how to
没有办法跟人家相处啊,
properly communicate with other people.
所以我们就说有时候人就是 IQ很高, 但是EQ不高。
Some people have high IQ, but low EQ.
因为不知道怎么跟人家相处。
They do not know how to interact
with others. 有时候也会活得很辛苦。
And sometimes this also causes a lot of stress.
但是我们看这里圣经说, 他说敬畏神就是智慧的开端。
Here it tells us that fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
我们知道智慧、聪明都是从神来。
We know that wisdom and knowledge come from God.
所以当我们 懂得敬畏神的时候，
Therefore, when we know to fear God,
我们就开始要得到智慧了。
Then that is the beginning of receiving wisdom.
就是说，神就要把他应许的他这个智慧逐渐的加添给我们了。
God will continue to bestow on us His wisdom.
因为敬畏神不是只是一个说，哦，这件事情我敬畏神，说我不敢去做。
Well, fearing God is not just saying because I fear God, so I don't do this.
这不是一次性的问题。
This is not just a one-time thing.
这是一个生活模式，这是我们的生活方式，对待神的一个生活。
It is a lifestyle how we treat God.
那接下去，如果我们有这种什么事情都会以神的标准来考量的时候，我们接下去就会从神那边获得智慧，而且是越来越增长的。
If in all things we consider God, then our wisdom will continue to increase in all things.
那他说，认识至圣者就是聪明。
It also says that the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
这里特别强调说至圣者。
It says the Holy One.
所以认识神哈，这个神是圣洁的神，至高的。
Know God, the Holy God.
所以今天如果一个认识神的人，就是知道说神的圣洁的标准，他接下去他生活一定会远离罪恶。
He who knows God will understand that God has a high standard for holiness, therefore he will depart from what is wicked.
聪明人就是说，这件事情这条路这些人会让我越来越不圣洁，跟神的标准跟他的圣洁越来越远， 我就会选择离开了。
He who is wise will be able to discern whether or not these people or the circumstance will cause him to depart from God, and he will choose not to do so.
所以聪明人就是聪明人，一定会远离罪恶。
He who is wise will depart from evil.
因为要追求神的圣洁。
Because he wants to pursue after the holiness of God.
接下去，聪明人他一定会选择他的朋友。
The wise person will also choose his friends wisely.
所以其实智慧跟聪明是离不开的，合在一起的啦。
Therefore, we see how knowledge and wisdom are together. They're inseparable.
都是以神为中心的生活模式跟思考模式。
It is God at the center of their lifestyle and their concepts.
约瑟其实他的智慧就是从敬畏神来的。
Joseph's wisdom came from fearing God.
他一开始我们就看到说他就是一个很正直的童子啊。
From the very early on, we see that he was a very upright boy.
他看到哥哥们做恶事，他就会去跟他的父亲报告。
When he saw his brothers doing what was wrong, he would report to his father.
我们不能够反过来说，约瑟怎么这个人打小报告。
We shouldn't say, well, Joseph is a tattletale.
如果看到恶，闭口不言，这个就跟圣经讲的道理有冲突了。
If someone sees what is evil but doesn't speak about it, then this is contrary to the teachings in the Bible.
他去跟他的父亲报告，其实是希望说，借由这个父亲的管教，让这些哥哥们远离这些错误，不要再做恶事了。
He had told his father about these things because he hoped that through his father's discipline, his brothers would not would depart from evil.
因为他是一个弟弟啊，他角色不适合啊。
As a younger brother, he did not have the role to teach his brothers.
所以要教导这些哥哥们的这个错误的行为，是父亲可以做的。
The role of teaching his brothers came from his father.
所以你看他很勇敢的去跟他父亲报告哥哥们，所以他接下去他被人家讨厌了。
He was very brave in telling his father about the wrongdoings of his brothers, and therefore others disliked him.
那从这个开始，我们就看到约瑟，你看他敬畏神的心，然后即使到了这个波提法家里，被引诱去犯罪，他说：“我怎么可以做这个大恶、这个大罪，得罪神呢？”
Later, when he was at Potiphar's house, he also said, "How can I do such a great sin, wickedness, and sin against God?" When he was being tempted by the mistress.
难怪我们看到约瑟他的生命是这么样不同。
This is why Joseph had a different life.
真的是敬畏神的人，他的这个生活的脚步都是神在引导他的。
The steps of one who fears God is always guided by God.
他当时候掌握那个世代最大的权柄。
At that time, he held the greatest power of the world in his hands.
他的哥哥们做了这个恶， 二代他把他出卖了。
His brothers in the past had treated him so badly that they had sold him.
他们现在想到的是，他们现在想到什么？他们想到约瑟掌权，他如果报复他们就完蛋了。
They were thinking to themselves, since Joseph is in authority, if he wants to take revenge, then they're over.
他们其实是从人的角度去思想的。
They were thinking about this from a human perspective.
他并没有去看到神更高的旨意。
They did not see that God had a higher will.
他们看不到，但是约瑟早就看到了。
They did not see it, but God, but Joseph saw it.
所以智慧差在哪里？
So where is the difference between their wisdom?
智慧就差在约瑟他看到神的安排，他的旨意。
The wisdom, the difference was that Joseph saw the will of God.
他已经超越了他的哥哥们所做的对他的这些错误的行为了。
He was able to transcend the wrongs that his brothers had committed against him.
但是他的哥哥们却只是看到人的部分了。
But his brothers only saw the human perspective.
他们想说约瑟现在对他们这么好，可能是看在父亲的这个情分上吧。
They thought perhaps it was because of their father that Joseph was treating them so kindly.
那现在父亲死了，那接下去他们就担心了。
Now that their father had passed away, they were worried.
那所以他们去传递了这个信息之后。
After this message was passed on,
他们还不放心，他们自己来了。
They still were not at ease, therefore they came themselves.
出乎他们的意料之外，约瑟跟他们说，你不要害怕。
And it was out of their expectations that Joseph said, "Do not be afraid."
我怎么能够代替神呢？
Am I in the place of God?
意思就是说，英文就比较清楚了。他说，我岂是站在那个神的那个位置上呢？
Am I sitting in the seat of God?
也就是说，约瑟其实当宰相，但他知道他的角色，他是神所用的人而已，他是神的。为了要拯救全家全地的人，神让他坐在这个位置上。
Joseph knew very clearly that the reason why he was in this position of authority was because God wanted to save his whole family.
所以他看到的是神让他在这个位置上所应该做的责任。
What he saw was the responsibility that came with being in this position.
是因为他明白神的这个旨意，他看到神的这个爱保守。
He could do so because he saw the will and the love of God.
所以他不敢去站在神的位置上去觉得说他有这个权柄，他想做什么就做什么。他不会的。
He dared not have the mentality saying, "If I want to do something, then I can do it."
因为这个最至高的神掌权呢。
It is the God in heaven that rules over all.
我们的生命在他手上了。
Our lives are in his hands.
那我们的每一步路都是神在安排的。
Each step of our lives are guided by God.
那这一个过程，约瑟他深有感受啊。
Joseph, he understood this very clearly.
所以不管他是在富家，不管他是在那个波提法家当仆人，或者在监牢里面当犯人。他都看到神的同在。
Whether he be in his own home, or if he was at Potiphar's house, or in the prison, he saw that God was with him.
那这个都是他在受苦的时候。
This is all during times of suffering.
在受苦的时候，我们会懂得寻求神，然后会敬畏神，这个很自然，因为不然我们要靠谁？
It is natural for us to seek after God when we're suffering, because we have no one else to rely on.
但是挑战就在当我们很兴盛的时候了。
But the challenge comes when we are prosperous.
现在约瑟在宰相这个位置上。
Joseph was in the position of a governor.
一人之下，万人之上。
He was only below one person, and everyone else was below him.
我们可以说他说的话就是法律了。
His words was the law.
说实在的，就是法老什么事情都交给约瑟做的。
Everything was entrusted by Pharaoh into his hands.
但是约瑟他仍然维持一样敬畏神的态度。
However, Joseph continued to maintain a God-fearing attitude.
我岂能代替神呢？
Am I in the place of God?
所以 他现在接下去跟他的哥哥们再讲一次他17年前就讲过的话。
He said one more time what he had spoken 17 years before.
第二十节其实就是在第45章的时候他讲过的话。
In verse 20 are words that he spoke in chapter 45.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people alive.
我们如果再回忆一下第45章他跟他哥哥们相认的时候所讲的这段话。
Let's review what he spoke to his brothers when he revealed himself.
因为当他兄弟相认的时候，他的哥哥们真的根本不敢相信，怎么会这样子啊？
When he revealed himself to his brothers, they were in shock. They could not believe that this was so.
约瑟叫他们哥哥进前来看清楚。
He told his brothers to come closer and take a closer look.
我是你们的兄弟约瑟。
I am your brother Joseph.
他并没有说我是宰相。
He did not say I'm the governor.
好，就约瑟，我这个你们的兄弟约瑟是谁？就是你们所卖到埃及的。
I am Joseph, whom you your brother, whom you sold into Egypt.
他是你们看清楚，实实在在就是我啊。
So take a close look. It is really me.
叫他们，因为太害怕了，有时候没办法承认这个事实啊。这个，因为我们一说真的跌破眼镜了，不知道事情是这样发展的。
They were so scared because they did not expect for things to turn out this way.
第五节，现在不要因为把我卖到这里就自忧自恨，这是神差我在你们以先来，为要保全生命的。
Verse 5, but now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life.
我们再跳过去看第七节。
Verse 7,
神差我在你们以先来，为要给你们存留余种在世上，又要大施拯救，保全你们的生命。
7, and God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance.
好，接下去第八节说。
8.
这样看来，差我到这里来的不是你们，乃是神。他又使我如法老的父，做他全家的主，并埃及全地的宰相。
So now it was not you who sent me here, but God, and he has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house.
好。你看这一段他跟哥哥们最开始所说的话。
These are the words that he initially spoke to his brothers.
他就已经明白说是神差他到先到埃及来准备的了。
He understood that God had sent him to Egypt as preparation.
所以表面上是的啊，是哥哥们把他卖掉的啊，而且这个主意还是犹大先提出来的嘛。
Actually, it was his brothers who had took the initiative to sell him to Egypt, and it was Judah who made that plan to sell him.
好，那真的最后真的把约瑟卖了啊。
And he was indeed sold.
所以表面上是兄弟们的错，因为嫉妒，因为没有办法跟他相处，觉得说眼不见，干脆把他卖掉。
They wanted to sell him because they could not be at peace with him.
但是约瑟看到的是神的作为。
But what Joseph saw was the work of God.
他说是神差我来的。
He said it is God who sent me here.
那这里就让我们看到说，当我们可以认识，我们可以看明神的旨意的时候，我们可以在人的错误里面看到神美好的安排。
When we fear God, then we are able to, when we see the will of God, we will be able to see His will even in the mistakes of man.
就不会一直去看到这个人的错误。
We will not continue to focus on the wrongdoings of
others. 而反过来看到说，哎，神真的是奇妙，他的作为哈，有时候神安排无人能测了。
We will realize how marvelous His works are and how unsearchable His ways are.
所以约瑟，他在这个神所给的智慧里面，他已经看到。原来神派他先来，那后面的事情就一一照着神的安排发生了。
Joseph could understand that God had sent him there first, and then everything else that God had arranged happened one by one.
那他也看到他自己的角色啊。
He also saw his own role.
所以他现在知道说，神派他来，现在在这里有这个权柄。是为了要大施拯救保全生命。
He understood that God allowed for him to have this authority in order to have great deliverance and preserve life.
而且呢， 你看神还让他一直往上升，升到如同法老的父了，就是说现在连法老什么事情都听约瑟的了。
He had ascended to such authority that he was like a father to Pharaoh, so Pharaoh was listening to all that he said.
现在变成他是法老全家的掌权者。
He was the ruler throughout all of his house.
好，那就让我们看到一个敬畏神的人，你看他事实上是谦卑到配得神把这个地上当时候最高的权柄赐给他。
He was so humble that he was worthy of all of this authority given to him by God.
因为神给他这个权柄不会败坏他。
All of this authority would not corrupt him.
而且是要保全许多人生命，大施拯救。
It would be for the purpose of great deliverance.
因为约瑟他知道神的，他是敬畏神的人。
Joseph, he feared God.
神安排他的生命，神负给他责任。
God had arranged his life. God gave him responsibilities.
然后他就真的照神的旨意在对待他的兄弟们。
He also treated his brothers according to God's will.
所以我们现在看到说，真的有智慧的人，他是看明神的旨意，看到自己的角色应该扮演的功用。
He who is God fearing will see his own role in the will of God.
有时候我们信仰是在这样的一个一个生活的就是充满许多起伏状态的生活当中成长起来的。
Our lives are very dynamic. There are ups and downs.
因为我们生活会遇到许许多多的事情，有时候出我们预料之外。
We will meet with many unexpected circumstances.
那可是如果我们真的可以善用每一个神安排在我们生命出现的一些状况，我们可能就越认识神，我们也会越敬畏神。
If we take advantage of every opportunity to fear God, then we will fear God even more and know God even more.
你看，像大卫啊，他被父亲送去那个战场，要探望他哥哥们。
David, for example, was sent by his father to the battlefield to find his brothers.
他不是要去打仗的啊。
He wasn't there to fight.
他只是探班啊，去看看哥哥们有没有平安回来报告父亲消息而已啊。
He was just a messenger to make sure his brothers were okay.
哪里知道去的看到这种场面呢？
But little did he expect to find such a situation.
所以他说，我来去对付这个哥利亚吧。
So he said, I'll go to fight Goliath.
你看他在这个时候他出现了。
He appeared at that time.
我们就看到他那个胆量哈，以及神赐给他的这个机会，那个大卫跟哥利亚说：“我是奉神的名哦，凭神的名来跟你打仗的。”
David, he had both the courage and also the opportunity given to him by God. Therefore, he said to Goliath, "I fight you in the name of our God."
他在这里亲身去经历说，征战得胜是在于神。
He had already experienced that the victory is in the hands of God.
他根本就不害怕这个巨人哥利亚。
He did not fear this giant Goliath.
所以我们看到那在撒母耳记上第十六章，在描述那个当时的战争场面，那个大卫何等的平静。
In 1 Samuel chapter 16, we can see how calm David was in the battle.
好，那所以他看到了神，安排他在这个时候出现。
God had arranged for him to appear at this time, and he knew it.
因为这个恶人竟然敢辱骂永生神的名。
And there is this wicked person who dares to blaspheme our God.
好了，等到大卫当王了。
After David became king.
但是他后来也犯罪了。
He sinned.
那接下去他的家庭就不平安，刀剑兴起。
And there was sword in his house. There was no peace.
甚至连儿子都要追杀他，他逃亡了。
Even his son was after his life.
那逃亡，这个有人就落井下石哈，所以哈，在路上出现这个恶人赤眉哈，来咒骂他。
And during his escape, there was a Shimei who came to rebuke him, scold him.
我们看一下撒母耳记下。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel.
第十六章。
Chapter 16.
撒母耳记下第十六章。
Second Samuel chapter 16.
大卫在这个时候是很落魄的。
At this time, David was very pitiful.
那现在示美来咒骂他。
And Shimei came to rebuke him.
骂到连 大卫的这些仆人都觉得说，这个人怎么可以这样子对王呢？
And even his servants said, "How can this man treat our king like this?"
但是第十节哈
，Verse 10，
第十节啊，王说：“希路亚的儿子，我与你有什么有何关涉呢？他作骂是因为主吩咐他说，你要作骂大卫，如此谁敢说你为什么这样行呢？”
Verse 10, but the king said, "What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord has said to him, 'Curse David.' Who then shall say, 'Why have you done so?'"
第十一节哈。
11.
大卫又对亚比塞和众臣仆说：“我亲生的儿子尚且行使我的性命，何况这便雅悯人呢？啊，由他咒骂吧，因为这是神吩咐他的。”
And David said to Abishai and all his servants, "See how my son, who came from my own body, seeks my life. How much more now may this Benjamite? Let him alone and let him curse, for so the Lord has ordered him."
十二节，或者主见我遭难，为我今日被这人咒骂，就施恩给我。
12. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction, and that the Lord will repay me with good for his cursing this day.
在这个时候，你看大卫哈，他懂得现在去看到神啊，他也许有更美的安排，这个是他应该承受的。
David was able to see that somehow God has a better arrangement, and he should bear this.
好，因为神掌握这个他生命的每一个阶段的。
God was in control of every stage of his life.
所以他现在不会去啊，对这个示每哈啊有什么反应。
Therefore, he would not retaliate against Shimei.
反过来，他阻止了他的仆人去报复这个人。
On the contrary, he even obstructed his servants from taking revenge.
哦，因为大卫他说，也许神就会因为这样子来施恩给我。
God, he said that perhaps the Lord will look upon my affliction and repay me with good.
敬畏神的人，他即使在遭难的时候，他都试着寻求神的旨意，也许神有更美好的安排，有更好的祝福在后面。
The one who fears God will see past the affliction and see that God perhaps has a better plan in the future.
他不会想要为自己伸冤的做什么事了。
He will not try to take vengeance for himself.
好，那我们从约瑟他对他哥哥所说的“我岂能代替神”的这句话，看到约瑟其实他自己知道。虽然他掌权，可是其实他也是很渺小的。
From Joseph's words, "How can am I in the place of God?" This shows that even though he was in authority, but he knew that he was nothing.
啊，我们今天有时候，当我们处在一个特定的位置上的时候，我们可能会觉得自己很了不起了。
Sometimes when we are in a certain position, we might feel that we are something.
约瑟，是的，他掌权啊。
Yes, Joseph was in authority.
这是神赐给他的一段时间而已。
But this is just a period of time that God had.
最后，这个曾经可以呼风唤雨的人在哪里
？And where would?
哦，这个人到哪里？后来在哪里
？Oh, and where is he now?
这个人后来就变成一个木乃伊啊。
In the end, he became a mummy.
啊，哇，曾经坐在那个好像坐在宝座上的哦，可以有权柄，哎，最后是躺平。然后被人家熏的，就放在那个棺材里面。
Someone who once sat in the throne on the throne was now laying there and embalmed and put in a coffin.
所以，这他讲的这句话，其实他很知道自己的本来是尘土，是其实是一口气存在，没有什么了不起的了。
He understood that he was made of dust and merely a breath. There was nothing really to him.
所以敬畏神的人表示说，他知道自己的身份。
Those who fear God know their own status.
我们人本来哈真的是尘土，也很脆弱。
As people, we are very frail. We're just dust.
生命也很短暂。
Life is short.
那在这个精华说觉得好像很啊很顺哈，很巅峰的时候也是很短的。
The golden years of our life are also very short.
约瑟断不敢去。坐在神的位置上
，Joseph dared not to replace God。
啊，这就是我们今天啊要学习的啊，能够看到神在掌权。
We need to learn from this to remember that God is and authority.
那可是约瑟也没有去忽略神给他这个机会是要他做什么。
However, Joseph did not neglect the responsibilities that God wanted him to do.
所以他跟他的兄弟们说。
Therefore, he said to his brothers in 21.
现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。
Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones.
他用亲爱的话安慰他的兄弟们。
He comforted them and spoke kindly to them.
所以真正有爱心的、有谦卑的人、哦、他会说出安慰的话。
Someone who is full of love and is humble will speak kindly.
他之前已经安慰他们一次了。
He had comforted them before.
现在他把神的旨意再把它解明，再安慰他们一次。
And now he explained to them the will of God and comforted them again.
还为他的这些兄弟们安排在埃及地最好的歌山地、啊、来繁衍后代。
He arranged for his brothers to live in the best land of Egypt so that they could care for their offspring.、哦、
我们今天其实。要从生活当中、啊、去看到神的祝福，同时也要看到神给我们的责任。
In our lives, we not only need to see His blessings, but also the responsibilities that He gives.、
哦、所以今天神是给我们，你看有各种不同的机会啊。
God has given us several opportunities.
我们神把他的这些门徒子女们放在各个不同的这个角色里或者是职位当中。
God has arranged for His people, His children, to be in different positions and different roles.
我们是否只是为自己打算？
Do we only plan for ourselves?
就好像我们现在在一个职位上，我们现在想说，那我要怎样去争取？我慢慢一直往上爬。
For example, if we are in a certain position, we might think of climbing the ladder.
那爬到最后，哇，这个就是可以很有权威了哈。
And if we are at the top of the ladder, then we
就觉得自己很成功
feel like we're successful.
但是如果这样的话，我们跟世界人就没什么差别了。
If so, then we are no different from anyone else in the world.
但是如果我们看约瑟他的一生
，But looking at Joseph's life,
他就看到了神给他这个祝福啊，有这个机会，其实是要让他对神的国度里面有贡献的。
He saw that God gave him this opportunity so that he could have the chance to do something for the kingdom of God.
所以我们看到约瑟他是真的是在执行神的旨意。
Joseph was administering God's will.
他的心真的是得到神的喜悦。
His heart was well pleasing to God.
结果神就让约瑟你看他说他活了110岁。
Joseph lived 111 years old.
当然，我们也不知道他的兄弟他们活多少岁。
We don't know how old his brothers were.
不过，他只是说明约瑟活到可以见到以法莲的第三代子孙。
But he saw the third generation.
不，以法莲的第三代啊。
Oh, he saw Ephraim's third generation.
以法莲的第三代，所以以法莲已经当爷爷了嘛？哈，那他看到他以法莲看到他的孙子啊。
Ephraim was a grandpa.
那约瑟生以法莲呢、啊、
？And Joseph begot Ephraim.
你就看到说，哎，约瑟得到祝福，他看到许多他的孩子的孩子的孩子的。
Joseph saw his son's son's son.
那这个就是你看他这个家庭哈、啊，就真的是蒙福，然后他们就在神的这个恩典底下啊，繁衍昌盛了。
They were very blessed and grew in the blessing of God.
那他这个信仰最后是把它传给他的这些后代的、哦、
He had passed on the faith to the next generation.
所以他说我要死了，你们现在要记住，不可以把我葬在埃及。
And Joseph said to his people, "Do not. I'm going to die, but do not leave me in Egypt."
如果说要以这个当时候死亡的时候的那个职位来说，约瑟应该。更要举行这个国葬、哦、风风光光的举开一个葬礼、哦、哇 让这个所有埃及人都看到的。
Joseph, someone with a position like Joseph should have had a very grand memorial service.、
哦、但是我们看到圣经里面最盛大的一场葬礼是为雅各举办的。
But the greatest memorial service we see in the Bible is the burial of Jacob.
那雅各是个牧羊人呢、啊。
Jacob was a shepherd.
可是当雅各死的时候，那个埃及人为他哀哭70天呢。
When Jacob died, all the Egyptians mourned for him for 70 days.
圣经里面一个人死掉，哀哭最久就是雅各的死亡。
The longest mourning period for anyone in the Bible is Jacob.
他所举办的这个葬礼是最盛大的。
And his memorial service was the grandest.
当时候在第十一节，五十章的第十一节。
In chapter 50, verse 11,
迦南地的居民见亚达河场上的哀哭，就说：“这是埃及人一场极大的哀哭。”
When the inhabitants of the land saw the mourning at the threshing floor, they said, "This is a deep mourning of the Egyptians."
那这个地方就给他取一个名字，叫亚伯麦西，在约旦河东了。
They call this name Abel Mizraim, which is beyond the Jordan.
那这个亚伯麦西意思就是埃及人的哀哭啊。
Which is literally mourning of Egypt.
你就看到说，那当时候那个场面是何等盛大。
This was such a huge event.
可是约瑟死的时候
，But when Joseph died,
他跟他子孙说：“你不可以跟我葬在埃及。”
He said to his descendants,
你也不用。这个时候把我葬回迦南地去。
Not to bury him in Egypt, nor to bring him back at that time to Canaan.
因为接下来以色列人很有可能就把约瑟当作偶像来拜了。
This is because the Israelites could very well make Joseph an idol.
他说你要给我做什么放在埃及这个棺材里面一直停着。
He said to make me into a mummy and leave me here in Egypt for now.
神一定会看顾你们，把你们带出埃及去。
God will look after you and bring you out from here.
那时候他就要归葬在迦南地。
At that time, then he will be buried.
他相信有一天这个一定会实现。
He believed that this day would come.
结果他这样那个木乃伊一停了四百年。
His mummy was there for 400 years.
啊，最后，当以色列百姓出埃及的时候，真的把他抬出去了。
And the people truly carried his coffin out with them.
所以我们看到约瑟哈，你看他的信心。
We see the faith of Joseph.
他看到他自己本的本质。
He saw who he really was.
他在这一生里面，他去完成神要他做的工作。
He was able to accomplish what God wanted him to do in his life.
他最后把所有荣耀其实都归给这个天上的神了。
He also gave all glory to God in heaven.
而且帮助他的兄弟们去看明神的旨意。
He helped his brothers to see the will of God.
所以让他们不要因为他们所犯的错误而一直在责备自己。
So that they would not feel so guilty about what they had done.
我们今天要懂得把凡事哈荣耀归给神，不可以夺取神的荣耀。
We have to remember to give all glory to God and not steal God's glory.
在圣经里面，我们看到凡事会觉得自己很了不起，要坐在神的位置上取代神的位置的人，最后都死得很凄惨。
We see that anyone who tried to replace God or be in the place of God had a very tragic death.
我们就看一个例子就好。
Let's just look at one example.
看使徒行传第十二章。
Acts chapter 12.
《使徒行传》十二章
，Acts 12,
第二十节以后
，Verse 20 onwards，
这是当时候主耶稣那个时代希律王他所发生的事情。
What happened to Herod？
希律王第二十一节说
，Verse 21，
希律王在所定日子穿上朝服，坐在位置上，对他们讲论一番。
21. So on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an oration to them.
百姓喊着说：“这是神的声音，不是人的声音。”
The people kept shouting, "The voice of a god and not of a man."
好，那23节说，希律不归荣耀给神，所以主的使者立刻罚他，他就被虫所咬，气就绝了。
Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and died.
好，那这个故事哈，我们如果去对照了哈，去对照约瑟他所留下的榜样。
If we compare this to the example set by Joseph，
其实希律王没有什么了不起，如果跟约瑟比起来。
Herod was really nothing compared to Joseph。
他所讲的话跟约瑟也不能比啊。
And his speech, his oration probably could not compare with Joseph。
可是他就觉得自己很，他觉得他自己很有荣耀了。
But he thought that he was filled with glory。
当众人这样子欢呼，这是神的声音，不是神人的声音的时候，他并不把荣耀归给神了，所以他把这个荣耀把它揽在他自己的身上了。
When people were shouting that this is the voice of a god and not of a man, he brought all glory to himself.
最后神就罚他哈，他被虫吃掉了，被虫咬死了。
Therefore, God punished him, and he was eaten by worms.
根据他们历史学家说哈，那个应该是从这天以后，这个希律王五天内就死掉。
According to historical records, Herod died within 5 days.
也就是说，他接下去开始生病。
Meaning that he got sick immediately.
5天之后，他就死了。
5 days later, he died.
所以这个就是他去站在神的位置上，夺取神的荣耀的人。
This is because he had taken the place of God and stolen the glory of God.
让我们懂得像主耶稣说的，他叫我们祷告说，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。
Let us learn from how the Lord Jesus taught us that may all glory, honor, and praise be unto.
就是神归给神呐、
啊。Be unto God.
不是我们的啦。
And this is not ours.
啊，所以我们一定是愿意谦卑的啊，来啊，活出神要我们活的生命。
So may we humbly live out the life that God has given to us.
啊，让神的心哦得到满足。
So that God's heart may be pleased.
然后我们会把所有的盼望都放在天上。
Then we will give put all of our hope on in heaven.
因为我们在地上只是尘土过客了。
We are just sojourners on the earth.
真正的归宿荣耀是在天上的。
Our true belonging is in heaven.
愿我们都能够从约瑟所讲的这句话得到一些提醒。
So may we be reminded by Joseph's words.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
214首。
214.